behind the wheel, under the hood, and beyond with Car Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Scott Benjamin.
And I'm Ben Bullen.
Ben, we've got a return of a, I don't know if we can call it a product, really. What do you want to call it? A series, maybe, that we've been doing?
Yeah, it's one of our personal favorites.
It's a long, long-running series, because this goes way back to 2008 when we started this whole podcast,
oh,
I think.
Oh, gosh, yeah, Nuts and Bolts.
Nuts and Bolts, and we've had a few different versions of this. We kind of named it 1, 2, 3 along the way, and then I think the last one that we came up with was in June of this year, and we called it Nuts and Bolts Rides Again,
mm-hmm.
which was clever on your part, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
And I think this one, Ben, this one is going to be strictly listener mail, because, you know, sometimes we do listener mail and some mm-hmm. of our own ideas and some leftovers from other shows, but we've had so much listener mail and such good listener mail.
Yeah.
I mean, over the several months, you know, since June, that I think that it's worthwhile just to get a few of these out there, because, you know, other listeners can see what we're reading, because there's so many ideas thrown about, you know, that are given to mm-hmm. us, and they're fantastic ideas, and, you know, we put them on the list, but it takes us a while to get to them. And this is maybe a chance for other people to hear what we're getting.
Yes, so stay tuned, you guys, because if you wrote to us on Facebook or email, you may well be one of the listeners that we're speaking to today on the air.
Yeah, we're going to read a few, and, you know, there's literally, you know, I'm going to say a couple hundred.
We're not going to get to all of them.
We're definitely not going to do that. I've got maybe 10 or 15 printed here, and then, you know, we've got one exceptional example that I wanted to that we'll just kind of laundry list, because there's so many ideas there.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll give people an idea of what we're thinking about for upcoming shows, maybe.
Would you like to kick it off, sir?
I think I would. So let's see. This one is just I'll just read the title and who it's from. It's hello. That's the subject.
All right.
Usually it's got something about, you know, it's a listener idea or something like that. But this one just says hello from Eric Delfino. And it says, hi guys, I was just checking to see if you're still around. I've recently stumbled across your podcast along with a bunch of other brain stuff podcasts. And you've kept my brain engaged with such interesting topics along the way. This question is for you car dudes. My father runs an automotive interior shop and has done interior restorations on many different types and makes, and is wondering if you guys would accept emailed pictures of a few of the vehicles, and I believe he's got an Edsel and a few other vehicles like a Karmann Ghia and stuff like that.
Ooh.
So that's something we haven't ever talked about. Now, in addition to, of course, Eric, we will accept emailed photos of any of those finished products.
Gratefully.
We would love that. That'd be great. So, Eric, yes, definitely send those. But also, this made me think that maybe we should talk about automotive interior design and automotive interior shops, I guess, and what they do, because they can really turn the corner on a restoration. They can make something, you know, that's just kind of so-so outstanding.
And it is such a craft. We have never covered that.
We really haven't. So I think automotive interior design, I mean, I know that wasn't his goal with this email, but
yeah.
I think it's a fantastic idea. So, Eric, thanks for, you know, sending this note. And, of course, send those photos. We'd
yes,
love to see them.
Yes, sir. All right, and we've got some stuff from Facebook as well. David wrote to us fairly recently, and he said, hey, guys, check out this website, The Extreme Experience. He said on Friday he was able to drive a Nissan GT-R and a Ferrari 458 Italia back-to-back. While the Nissan may be the best track car around, holy beep, I bleeped myself there, that Ferrari is amazing. I can't completely explain why it is so much better, but an extra $200,000 in a supercar must mean something. I now understand why $300,000 is an okay sum to cough up for a toy.
Oh, my gosh. What a day that must have been.
Yeah, and he said that I think they converted David, because David R. goes on to say, you know, he's got the Extreme Experience link and how you can drive supercars from Lamborghini, Ferrari, Audi, Porsche, and more at racetracks across the United States.
Very, very cool. And, yeah, I can imagine a supercar feels a lot better than something that, you know, that you're getting out of in the parking lot to, you know, go and drive these things.
So, absolutely.
You know, can you imagine what that feels like stepping out of your, you know, I don't know, Volkswagen Beetle or whatever it happens to be? I don't know what his personal car is, but, you know, get out of that and jump into a Ferrari on the track.
Wow.
What a difference, huh?
Yeah.
Going back would be the rough part, I think. That's always the hard part, going back down to your daily driver.
Oh, and one thing, David also said, That Danny DeVito and Matilda may be the greatest used car salesman in movies ever.
Nice note. Yeah, that's I'll check that again. I have to watch some clips of that again. All right, so this one's called Show Notes, and it's from a guy named Keith, and he says he's a loyal Spokane, Washington listener, and says, "Hey guys, me again. I just want to say how much I love listening to the show and how much I appreciate that you do to help keep our country safe." And you may wonder why, right?
Yeah.
He says, "I work for the Department of Homeland Security, and I spend several hours of the day driving and listening to your show. And if it wasn't for your show, I'd be in the ditch on the side of the road, dead from boredom."
Oh, man.
So, man, he's crediting us with some, I don't know.
Service.
Some service, I guess. Some safety for our country.
Well, that, Keith, thank you. That's too kind. I remember Keith.
Yeah.
He's written to us before, and, well, first off, thank you for your service. We'll do what we can to keep you from being bored.
I guess we're doing our part right now, I hope. But he says he has a few comments along the way as well. So,
yeah.
Show about carbon fiber. We mentioned that the Airbus A380 is made up of carbon fiber parts, but it only contains about 20% composite materials, where the Boeing 787 Dreamliner has as much as 50% composite. Mm. So an even higher percentage in the Boeing 787 Dreamliner. So he wanted to point that out. And also mentioned the History of Honda podcast that we did, which he said was an awesome show. He learned a lot of new things that we mentioned. There may be a full episode to talk more about Honda innovations, like maybe the Honda Jet and the Honda robot what is it called? Asimo. And a few years ago, he said that he went to a demonstration of Asimo, and he said you would have bet money that there was a person inside. The thing was just so lifelike in the way it operated, and really a cool thing. So also mentions powering cars from hydrogen, things like that. A lot of different topics here. Carmen Gia's, I love the show. So thank you, Keith. We appreciate it. And again, we hope we're keeping you from your boredom.
Well, honestly, thank you for what you're doing out there, Keith, and stay safe. Okay, we've got another one from Mike in Facebook land, and he says, "Catching up on your past podcasts. Haven't heard them all, but they help the 14-hour days go by fast. Love to see you guys do a series of episodes on the history of various racing series, such as NASCAR, NHRA, IRL, Outlaws, F1, GT, Vintage, SCCA, etc. Looking forward to your next episode. Signed, get this, Scott, Busted Knuckles."
Oh, good name. And those are some great topics, by the way.
Yeah, we have not done all of those.
No, I think we've touched on a few of those, but never topics on their own. So that's a great idea. You know, we've got that short video series on our website, which it is, but it's also on our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And we did kind of a little bit about the Pikes Peak Hill Climb. We did something about the Baja 1000.
History of Le Mans.
Yeah, the Le Mans start. Just a lot of different things. We got about 5 videos there, so if you haven't checked those out, that's a starting point. But I love the topics that he listed, so thank you, Mr. Busted Knuckles.
And that's on carstuffshow.com, where you can also see all of our podcasts. And Scott, you did a great job on those videos. Those videos are animated history lessons that are, in my opinion, super interesting. And I can say that because I'm not a voice on there.
Well, thank you, Ben. I appreciate it. They're kind of fun. You know, they're fun to watch and they were fun to make too. So, hopefully, you know, people will enjoy them when they find them. And you know, I've got one here from a guy named Matt from Melbourne, Australia, not Florida. he makes sure to mention that. And he says, "Hi, Scott and Ben. Melbourne. Thanks for your great podcast. It's a thoroughly good show." Thank you very much.
Thanks,
man. We appreciate it. Your latest episode on BMW's M cars triggered in me another subject that I meant to write you about going way back in time, to the very amusing Funny Car Names podcast. Well, that was a long time ago.
Whoa, that's a deep cut.
So Matt's a longtime listener. He says that you guys have talked about BMW a few times, but never mentioned what the numbers mean in the model. So like the 318 means the Series 3 and the size of the engine in liters, like 1.8 liter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so then there's the 320, the 535, the 750, et cetera. And he thought maybe a naming convention podcast might be a good idea. You know, like the way Volvo names their cars, or
cool.
Peugeot. Just a lot of different things. And he said, you know, there may not be enough to really do a whole podcast there. But if you throw in the VIN number decoding stuff, you may have enough to get to about 15 minutes. So Matt, that's not a bad idea. You know, there's a side note in this one, and let's go ahead and read it here because, he says, "I want to say a big thank you, from me, To John and Lauren from Tech Stuff for the Sid Meier podcast. They were really great. So I wanted to, you know, just mention some of the other podcasters that are here in our office that, you know, we can go over and say hi and thanks to them.
Yeah, we hang out with each other in real life at our office.
We actually do. I sit right next to Jonathan.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, Jonathan sits right next to you.
Well, that's the way it goes.
I'm kidding. All right, so we've got some more stuff here from – I'll stick with Facebook on my end. I'm just going to do a couple of quick ones in succession, okay, Scott?
Sounds good.
All right, we got a note from Adonis F. who said, "Hey, guys, listening to your V8 supercars, and you stated that we don't get coverage." And he said, "Speed Channel sometimes does air the races I watch from time to time."
Good point. Yeah, you know what? I think you're right. And I think we mentioned that I thought that there was a pay-per-view option here as well. I can't remember exactly what we said in that podcast, but that's a good point that Speedvision sometimes does carry the V8 supercars, so good place to go for that. Now, I've got one here that is from Michael F. Says he's a big fan of the show. Topics are great. He always learns something when he listens, which is the point, I guess, right?
Uh-huh.
And, of course, we want to be entertaining. Says the reason I'm writing is I have a couple of topics for suggestions that I don't believe you've covered yet. Number one is restoring and rebuilding a classic car or motorcycle. I kind of feel like we've touched on that, but I'm not entirely sure that we've had a topic on just restoration. I know we've done resto mods and things like that.
Yeah, we talk about your Newport every so often.
Yeah, just sometimes we do. And the second topic is lowriders, and I want to tell you that we do have a podcast on lowriders, Michael.
That's an old one.
So, Michael, you got to go way back. Maybe check it out on our RSS feed.
Yeah, it's so old that it won't show up on iTunes.
No. Nope.
iTunes only shows the most recent 300 shows.
Yeah, it's prior to that. I mean, this one goes back to September 8th of 2000, and it's called The Scoop on Lowriders. And that is a full episode dedicated to lowriders. So he says, "Thanks for taking the time to read this, and keep up the good work, Michael F." So thank you, Michael.
And before we go on, oh, I've got no segue. Let's just go right back to listener mail.
How about this? Heavy metal. How about that?
Okay.
I've got one here from a listener who is a motorcycle builder, and his name is Junior M from Salem, New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And he says, "Love the show. I was wondering if a podcast on DIY motorcycle builders, such as myself, would be of interest to your show." Of course it would.
Absolutely it
Junior,
would.
Of course it would. We were very interested in this. He sent along a couple of photos, actually about six photos, of the custom bike that he built, by the way. And he says, "I built my first bobber from a 1971 Honda CB750, and I didn't expect to get this much attention driving it around town. I did all the work myself, saving me a ton of scratch," which is a term that I used not long ago, by the way.
He points it out, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
I remember that email.
So I saved a ton of scratch, and the work included motor rebuilding, welding, plasma cutting, wheel lacing, all kinds of stuff like that. Just says, "Thanks for reading the email, and keep up the podcast. I really appreciate it. Cheers from Junior M from Salem, New Jersey. But P.S., I had a really good laugh on the podcast that was about tracking and recovery systems when Ben mentioned that the thieves would have returned his Monte Carlo because it wasn't worth stealing, and that they probably would have left him a note and a sandwich." That's where he lost it at that point. He said it was just it's funny. We were talking about sandwiches that whole day.
Yeah, it was a sandwich-heavy series.
I don't know. We had some kind of fixation. We were hungry that day.
I think it was a hunger day.
But he found some humor in that.
Man, you gotta laugh at it. One day I'll go on the blog maybe and put some pictures of the car, but I don't think people would steal it. Mm-hmm. And I would love a sandwich personally, usually. All right, Scott, I've got a lot of quick Facebook notes. I'm just going to read them in quick succession.
Sounds good.
All right. So, this person's name, Taha M., I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, spelled T-A-H-A, writes to us and says, "I'm a car fanatic. I'm majoring in mechanical engineering. I hope to get into the R&D field. I work in a retail store overnight. Always listen to you guys, even if it's the second or third time." So, hey, thank you so much for listening to us. And I love when people are focusing on engineering, man.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
The world needs more engineers.
I don't know how much we're going to be able to lend to that, though. I mean, we're not engineers ourselves, but, as far as topics on engineering, things like that, is that what we're kind of getting at here?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll try. We do our best. Let's put it that way. We kind of have to become instant experts on a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And engineering is a tricky one. I mean, I think that our listener in this case is going to be far more knowledgeable than we are on that topic.
Yeah. And I'm just saying that because I know that it can be pretty difficult when you're working a job and you're going to school. So, best of luck to you, Ta. And we wish you the best. We hope to hear from you again soon.
And we'll work engineering bits in. We always do that, right?
We always do.
We always try to. Anyways, we give it an attempt.
We pride ourselves on not attempting to act like we know more than we do.
That's right. In fact, it's quite the opposite. We usually are a little bit more humble about it and say we maybe don't know much about it.
Yeah, so Richard H. writes in on Facebook and says, just a comment on the two-part Lincoln series. The reinvention of Lincoln centers around the Ford Motor Company dropping the Mercury brand. For a time, there was a Lincoln Mercury division in the Ford Motor Company. No more, he says. Only Lincoln remains. Keep up the great work. And as the proud owner of a 66 Mustang Ragtop, I'm looking forward to your celebration of the 50th anniversary of the Mustang in 2014.
Yep, and that is on the list. I'll tell you that. We've got that one saved. So I know we're going to be doing something in 2014 on the Mustang. That's a guaranteed. And, Ben, I love the dramatic hand gesture when you said no, when you said no more. That was fantastic. Very good. All right, so I've got one here, just a quick one from a guy named Justin Phillips from Indiana. And Justin has written in a few times, I know, and he's sent us, a list of favorite cars and all kinds of different things. But he says that he liked our Renting an Exotic Sports Car podcast. He thought that was interesting. Well done. Thank you, Justin. We appreciate that.
Thanks, man.
And he has a podcast suggestion. He'd like to know more about the new Mercedes SLS AMG, which is a car that's not necessarily new, but the latest version, Ben, which is called the SLS AMG Final Edition. So that gives you an idea of what's happening to that car. It's going away. I just happened to have put a blog post up about that. So, Justin, if you go to CarStuffShow.com. Mm-hmm. CarStuffShow.com and check out the blog post. You're going to find something there about the SLS AMG Final Edition. And, if nothing else, that'll lead you to some more information about it. And, maybe we can work that into our podcast. We'll think about doing, an SLS edition or maybe an AMG show.
Ooh, good call.
That would be fun.
Okay, Scott, it's become clear to me that we're not going to get to everybody. So, I'll just touch on, two more, Facebook messages. Donald says, hey guys, just wondering if you have or can do a podcast on the XJ220. I know you've got a podcast on Le Mans, but what about one regarding one of the most amazing cars ever built? The reason I'm so interested is because I recently got a chance to sit in the production prototype, chassis number 80008. At a dealer there. So thanks, from Donald.
You know, what's interesting about that? That turned up in our worst cars episode. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And only because it wasn't the promised vehicle. So the vehicle that he was in was the prototype that was the version.
The good one.
That's the good one. Yeah, that's the one that was promised and not the one that was delivered. So, that's a really cool thing to be able to get into that car.
Donald, like our other regular listener, Simon, is from Ireland, but you've got another email that we should read.
This is maybe the last one from me, and then we'll get to something kind of special at the end here, because there's one listener that sends in a lot of material that we're just going to kind of laundry list, but there's some fantastic ideas there. Now, this one is coming from a guy named Jason G., and this will just prove to you that not everything we get is all, we love your show, everything's great, okay? So it says, hi guys, I just started listening to the show. I enjoy the stats and the history provided, so nice start there. I've listened to 3 shows now. So, what have we got? About 400, Ben, in our, we're above 400. So this guy says, I've listened to 3 shows now and a comment or two, if I may. Opinions are good, probably necessary. However, during a recent podcast, there was an opinion expressed about how cars shouldn't have infotainment centers. Well, I'm sure that we would all agree that playing on the internet while driving is a bad thing. Expressing that sentiment becomes a bit preachy. I don't think that a car audience wants preachy. They want to be a bit less Bob Costas and a bit more Jeremy Clarkson, meaning be a rebel, be full-on testosterone and BS, which is another thought. You guys are a bit quiet. Oh, I'm sorry. I should read that a little differently. Which is another thought. You guys are a bit quiet. Behave a bit more like you're at a football game. Raise a ruckus. These are cars we're talking about, not polo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's fine. I mean, he's got his own opinion. That's fine. But that's after three shows. Last comment. During the C7 podcast, there was an ample discussion about the specs and performance, which was greatly appreciated. But there was only a hint of talk about the styling, which is the most controversial part. Mm-hmm. I, for one, am a longtime vet enthusiast, but have dubbed this car the Cormero. I can forgive the boring styling in the front and interior, but I can't forgive the rear end design that is borrowed from the Camaro.
Mm-hmm.
That should have been talked about more.
Yeah.
Love it or hate it. It's if you guys just continually praise cars, all you have is another Motor Week, Motor Trend TV, etc. All these shows start to look like an ad for the car companies rather than a discussion about cars. So my basic comment is more opinions, emotions, and discussion, less sermons, and free advertising for car companies. Thanks for listening.
You know, I gotta tell you, I'm glad you read that one. And Jason, I'm very glad that you wrote into this because I appreciate that. I appreciate that feedback too. And, it's a couple of the lines in there. I remember reading that and laughing out loud. Yeah. Like, I don't think that is, busting our chops a little bit.
It's not an angry email, Ben.
I think it's a chuckler.
I think it's constructive criticism.
Yeah.
And I think he's just being a little bit tongue-in-cheek, you know, a little funny with it, right? I mean, he wants us to be a little more raucous. And,
the Cormero.
Yeah, the Cormero. It's kind of funny. I mean, and he wants us to be less preachy and, you know, so less sermons, I guess, on cars. I don't know if people feel like we're giving sermons on cars.
I do go on sermon. I get on a soapbox sometimes. You know that.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
All right, we have, but thank you for writing, Jason. We have time for a very special vicarious guest on our show today. Noel, can we put in a drum roll for this guy?
Yeah, really, he deserves one.
All right.
So here we go. We've got a listener by the name of Rudy Smith. And Rudy Smith, we're kind of setting this aside from every other one because Rudy Smith will write into us, and we love this, by the way. This is great. Rudy will write into us nearly every day. With a fantastic idea for a podcast or for a blog post or whatever it happens to be.
Hey, have you seen this?
Yeah, exactly. He's constantly monitoring all these different sites for, you know, automotive information, you know, blog material, whatever it happens to be. And, you know, we're running a little tight on time here, and I would like to read some of the back and forth materials that we've got with Rudy because we have a little bit of that, but mostly he's sending in things so often. And Rudy, this is more just a message to you that you send in things so often. We'd like to comment on all of it, but we can't. We do it as much as we can, though.
Mm-hmm.
We do write back sometimes. So I would like to laundry list a few of these things. And these are just from, I want to say, from like late August to about mid-November. So, you know, this only covers, at the most, 2 months' time span.
Just do the list. I will not interrupt you, sir.
You want to just quickly go down?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Spark plugs to be replaced with plasma bursts. Abandoned cars that are, you know, have been wrecked on Dead Man's Curve. So, you know, the cars that are kind of laying down in the ditch on Mulholland Drive in California. Other, you know, Dead Man Curves across the United States. Tesla, which is outselling Cadillac and Chrysler and Porsche in California now. A guy that builds replicas of iconic movie cars. Very good one. Recent sharp increases in purchases of automotive manufacturing robots, which is a really good one. Profiling somebody who is selling you a car. You know, like, yeah, you unconsciously profile the person that you're buying a vehicle from. That's one we wrote back about. Let's see. There's McLaren's 50th birthday party, which was this year. I think we could still have time to talk about that, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Nissan's engineers, which are trying to replicate human skin in the labs for materials inside the car, which is a fascinating topic. Hankook, which is making non-pneumatic tires, which are different from the Tweel design. It's a little bit similar but different. Let's see. I'm going to skip a bunch of these, Ben.
Okay.
The 3 million mile Volvo, which is the guy that, I think his name is Irv Gordon, who drove, mm-hmm. 3 million miles in his Volvo P1800.
Still driving it.
Still driving. Jet Sprint Racing, which is small boats with these giant motors on them. The amphibious golf cart hovercraft, which is a really cool item. Pocket rockets, of course, small cars, very, very fast. Intelligent manhole covers that charge electric cars while they're parked. That's a cool one.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, here's a naughty one, Ben. Man who admits to having sex with over 1,000 cars. That's not going to be a podcast, but, interesting topic nonetheless. A Toyota car that changes color with the driver's mood.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one.
Armored vehicles and anti-carjacking devices. Those are the ones that, you know, we mentioned in, like post-apartheid years Africa, mm-hmm. which, you know, carjackers would be engulfed in flames or shot, you know, just by the push of a button.
Yes.
You know, by the driver. Some amazing
fatal
stuff.
Fatal alarm systems.
Hot rod cars, the Iron Curtain, which, as he says, challenge his concept of what a hot rod really is, because these pictures that come from Europe and Russia, it's like, you know, the Lada that is, you know, hot rodded out, you know.
Yeah, up to the level of a lower end Western car.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And, top 10 slowest cars is another one. touring motorcycles. It just, I mean, the list goes on and on. I've got printed pages that are just bullet points, and it covers, you know, 2 or 3 pages.
Yeah.
Just from the last 2 months. So Rudy, fantastic job sending in stuff. We really appreciate it. And we're getting the stuff on the list, and we're working on some of these right now.
Yes. And as we go off to work on this, because we knew we wouldn't get to all the emails at once, we hope that you guys have enjoyed this episode of Nuts and Bolts. We'll probably return to another one because, you know, Nuts and Bolts is essentially a big episode of us all saying one more thing.
Exactly.
And I love that. So before we head out, special thanks to Eric, David, Keith, Mike, Matt, Adonis, Taha, Michael F., Jr., Justin, Richard H., Donald, Jason, Rudy. Oh, and I put McLaren, but that's just because I want to do a podcast on that later.
Understood, yeah.
So check us out on Facebook. Write to us on Facebook and Twitter. Do check out our website, carstuffshow.com, where you can see all of the episodes that we have, some of which iTunes really won't show you.
Exactly. We've just given you proof also that we read every email that comes in, and we'd like to answer them all. Sometimes we do it via this format. Other times we write back to you. So, you know, even if we don't write back to you or contact you, your suggestion goes on the list.
Yeah, and the best way to get on that list or to be heard on the air and amaze your friends and family with your newfound celebrity is to write to us directly. Our email is
carstuff@discovery.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@howstuffworks.com.